Ready to unlock your true potential and manifest the life of your dreams? Then I've got something super special just for you. Our mind-blowing self-love and manifestation courses. Picture this, a journey of self-discovery where you'll find a deep well of self-love and acceptance. Say goodbye to self-doubt and hello to unshakable confidence. Our courses are designed to help you embrace your worthiness and tap into the incredible power of self-love. But that's not all. We'll also dive deep into the transformative world of manifestations. You'll learn proven tools and techniques and strategies to align your thoughts, beliefs, and actions with your wildest dreams. So get ready to create the success, happiness, love, and abundance that you deserve. So what are you waiting for? Head over to candywashington.com/courses to get started. Again, that's candywashington.com/courses. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Soft Life Podcast with me, Candy Washington. So before we dive into today's episode, which is the sneaky mindset that actually makes you a hater and how to use the law of oneness to get out of that mindset and to get more into a healthier mindset that will actually help you call in and manifest the life that you really want to be having, okay? But before we dive in, if you need additional support, you can always check out our free self-love guide down below. Check out our courses. We have courses on manifestation, self-love, lifestyle design. Join our Patreon community, which is growing. Shout out to our Patreon community. And also check out our merch. We have our Soft Girl merch line. We have t-shirts and hoodies and just a lot of fun stuff. So check that all out down below. So with that, let's dive right on in, okay? So this is the mindset that really makes you a hater when you probably aren't even aware that that's what you're doing. Think about how many times you see someone on social media, right? Whether it is a friend or a celebrity or, you know, maybe somebody you went to high school with or college with or a coworker, or maybe it's just an influencer. And you think to yourself or you say to your friend, huh, you know, they're posting like their life is perfect. They're posting like they have all this money or they have this amazing lifestyle or they're in this amazing relationship. But you know what? Social media is fake. I know they're lying. I know that in the real reality, they're not happy. They're this, they're that, that, blah. So I don't feel bad about myself because I know that social media is fake and they're not as happy as they are portraying that they are. That is such a toxic mindset. And sometimes that gets confused with actually having like a positive mindset. It's kind of like mixed up with toxic positivity. And I'll tell you what I mean by that. Sometimes people will be like, well, don't feel bad about yourself because you're seeing somebody on social media. You know, they're probably lying. That's just their highlight reel. You know, social media isn't real. So don't feel bad about yourself because that's all fake. They're really broke. They're really not happy in their relationship. They're really blah, 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 blah. So don't feel bad about yourself because they're doing really bad. That is so toxic. That is such a hater mindset. Why is it that someone has to be doing poorly in order for you to feel good about yourself? So if they really were, maybe they are, maybe they aren't, that's really not the point, happy in their life, loving their body, loving their relationship, you know, loving their lifestyle, how come if that is true, it makes you feel like you're not good enough, you're less than, you're falling behind, you know? Why is it that if someone is doing well in their life, it makes you not like them or feel some type of way about this person or feel bad about yourself? Why is it that you need for someone to not be doing well in order for you to feel good about who you are? So this sort of toxic positive mindset of, oh, this person's lying about who they are in social media, therefore I can now feel good about myself because they're not everything they're saying that they are. That is so toxic. Because the truth is, whether someone is posting what the truth of who they are is or isn't, that doesn't really matter. You know, social media is just an app on your phone. It's pixels on your phone. It's not real life. You know, people need to have a different type of perspective when it comes to that. So instead of thinking, in order for me to feel, and this isn't just about social media, that's just an example I'm using, right? Think about your friendship groups. You know, think about your friend in the group that always says everything's going great in her life. Her relationship is great. She loves her career, or maybe she's a stay-at-home mom and she loves having that lifestyle and everything is good. But then once she leaves the room, everyone is just like, well, you know, she's saying everything is good, but I actually know blah, 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 blah. This is really what's going on. She's really not happy. Her husband is cheating. They're blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? So it's not just about social media. That's just the example I used. It's just this feeling of I have to take somebody down in order to feel good about where I'm at or who I am. Okay. Now I'm going to tell you how to get out of that mindset. The first thing you have to do is understand the law of oneness. Okay, so this is the law of oneness. The law of oneness says the first and most fundamental law of the universe is the law of divine oneness, which highlights the interconnectedness of all things. It says that beyond our senses, every thought, action, event is in some way connected to anything and everything else. A way to break that down also means what is possible for one is possible for all because we are all the same. We are all interconnected. This also means what is possible for you is also possible for me. Okay? That's why anyone can be poor. Anybody can be rich. Anybody can be healthy. Anybody can be sick. Anybody can be happy. Anybody can be depressed. And this is true across all socioeconomic, all race, all gender, all language, all location. This is true, right? So it's really the law of divine oneness. So instead of when you're scrolling on social media and an influencer or a celebrity or a friend or somebody you went to high school with triggers you because they're posting something positive about themselves or they're posting something, you know, about something really cool going on in their life, instead of thinking, well, in order to feel good about myself, I need to take them down. Instead say, well, I know the law of divine oneness, right? Because the truth is, the reason why you want to bring them down is because you are jealous. You want what they have. Or you want some type of version of what they had, or else you would not feel the need to bring them down to make yourself feel better. That's just coming from a place of lack, right? And that's not always a bad thing, because it can be a signal to you of, well, if I'm being triggered by people posting, you know, happy relationship photos, well, then maybe that means I really want to be in a relationship. Or maybe that means I want to be in a happy relationship. Maybe you're in a relationship, but you're not actually fulfilled in it, right? You know, or maybe you see people posting pictures of their babies, and maybe that means you want babies. Or maybe you see them posting pictures of hanging out on a yacht. Maybe you want more financial freedom, right? Whatever the case is, sometimes our triggers and even our jealousy can just be indicators and signals of where we want to glow up in our own lives. So we don't have to take it as just a negative thing. We can give meaning to it. We can say, okay, I'm not going to let this trigger of being jealous or, you know, wanting to bring this person down, I'm not going to let that be negative. I'm not going to let that take me to a negative place. I'm not going to let that turn me into a hater. Instead, I'm going to say, this is an indication. This is a signal of this area in my life where I want something to be different. I want something to change. I want to level up. I want to glow up. I want more fulfillment in it. Okay. So we can turn that into a positive indicator and signal. So now that we know that, let's get back to the law of oneness, okay? So now when we feel triggered or we feel, you know, jealous of someone we're seeing on social media or somebody in our friendship group talking about something that was amazing that happened to them, okay? Now, instead of trying to tear them down in order to make yourself feel better, now what we can do is this. We can say, well, I know the law of oneness, which means if something is possible for one person, it's possible for all people. Therefore, if it is possible for him, it's possible for me. If it's possible for her, it's possible for me. Let it inspire you and give you confirmation that if someone can be happy in a relationship, that means so can I. If someone can get financial abundance and freedom, therefore so can I. If someone can have this type of lifestyle, this type of relationship, this type of health, this type of wealth, so can I. So let it be motivation for you that if this person can get something or achieve something, so can I. Rather than trying to make a negative commentary about, you know, who they are, what they're doing, is this real, is this not real, blah, 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 gossiping, I know the tea, da, 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 da. Instead of using your energy for negative and to bring other people down and to ruminate into your own lack, let it be a signal and an indication that this is an area in my life that I want to be more fulfilled in. And I am now inspired to do what I need to do, whether it's, you know, an action you need to take, a lifestyle change, a mental energy, whatever it is you need to do, that is also possible for me. Okay. So I hope this made sense. I hope this was powerful for you, but I just wanted to quickly talk about this because I hear so many people say, oh, well, I know that person's lying. This person's faking it. This person is saying that they're acting like everything is great, but I know it's really not. So I don't feel bad about myself because I know they're not this, that, and the third. And to me, that is such a hater mentality. And I don't think people have the awareness around that that's what it's doing. So the next time you see someone, social media, in real life, and you feel the need to tear them down, don't. Say, you know what? I can have what they have in my own authentic way because of the law of oneness. And this is just showing me that this is an area in my life where I want to be more fulfilled and I can be. Okay. So I hope this was helpful, you guys. It was my intention that it was. And as always, if you need additional support, be sure to grab our free self-love guide down below. Check out some of our courses on manifestation, lifestyle design, self-love. Shop our Soft Girl merch, our Soft Life collection down below. And join our Patreon community if you need additional support. All right, you guys. I'll catch you next time. Bye. Ready to unlock your true potential and manifest the life of your dreams? Then I've got something super special just for you. Our mind-blowing self-love and manifestation courses. Picture this, a journey of self-discovery where you'll find a deep well of self-love and acceptance. Say goodbye to self-doubt and hello to unshakable confidence. Our courses are designed to help you embrace your worthiness and tap into the incredible power of self-love. But that's not all. We'll also dive deep into the transformative world of manifestations. You'll learn proven tools and techniques and strategies to align your thoughts, beliefs, and actions with your wildest dreams. So get ready to create the success, happiness, love, and abundance that you deserve. So what are you waiting for? Head over to candywashington.com/courses to get started. Again, that's candywashington.com/courses.